26th January, speaking to Lisa Nelson in Café Beaubourg. Can you what you were saying about survival and concept, survival in the culture?
I don't know if I can reconstruct. I'm curious. When I was talking about concert dance and a kind of illusion, that we stand on a certain illusion that we agree to, consensus reality the culture offers us, a whole set of behaviors and a way to compose ourselves, to create this illusion of culture. What I was speaking about when I was speaking about, I was trying to articulate this negotiation that we're constantly making between our kind of reflexive underlying behaviors, movement patterns to collect information from the environment through each of our senses that we need for feeling safe in any environment, and part of the information we need to be safe is a way to kind of disappear into the cultural norm. And with this simple example of how we have to compose ourselves to have a conversation, that one I use a lot, to see and be seen at the same time, to appear to be listening at the same time as actually making the effort to be listening. And in the sense that if I want to really listen to you, it might be distracting for me to look at you. But that's not that acceptable, to not take the choreographic pattern of showing our attention to each other. And also that effort, of course I was making it desperately in this conference situation, the effort to get the thoughts from my head to my tongue, which is a very unnatural, somehow it's not, my animal isn't constructed that way for speech in an easy way. I don't express myself easily through speech. So I was offering the possibility that for me, if I really were to be able to survive the talking in this conference with this pattern of waiting and translating and trying to hold my train of thought, I would do much better to really slow down and move my face a lot, because it really helps me keep a train of thought. It gets in my body. So I was showing that way that would work much better for me, and actually it really straightened things out. For that sentence, I actually got to the end of that sentence and could remember it if they asked me, you know, to repeat it. This would not be easy if I used that technique that made me more integrated in the culture. It would be too distracting for people. So I will go along. I have to, you know, maintain, I have to learn how to negotiate that territory so that I don't distract, so I can go along with the assumption that the culture offers us to make some stability. And in making that analogy between looking at concert dance, what are we proposing? Where has the dancing gone? And how every dancer has to negotiate that territory between their motivation to dance and the proposals that are conventionally created, the proposals, stage audience or observer audience, that are existing in our cultures. And in many ways, looking at that consensus as the is absolutely essential to the survival of a population, and not to the survival and counterproductive for the survival of the individual. But the analogy is the same. We negotiate those things unconsciously all our lives. And my Ernst von Glossersfeld, my stepfather, the epistemologist and radical constructivist, who is adamantly, seems very purist, when he refers to how the brain, the person constructs, has to construct their, well, construct some sense of meaning and organization out of all of the sensorial array. And he insists that there is nothing out there.
Yes, there's nothing on nothing in as such.
Right, and so in being a physical person, living a very physical life in a very physical world, not just the world out there, but the world inside the body, the existence of matter, like my body is outside my brain, if I want to look at it that way, it's outside my thought, in the sense of thinking in language. So to deny that there is matter, that there's matter, is very counterproductive to learning how to survive in the world. He even used an example.